Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills, and it is the 9th of January. We're live, and if you're here right now, that's really cool, because we're live together. We're together apart, and I'm going to do some memes, because that's what this is a meme show. And I hope you like them. Here we go. Okay. So, last week was a best of show. The week before that was a week off, I believe. And the week before that was the last meme update show. You know what I mean? The last time I had new memes. It's been a while. 3 weeks have gone by since I showed memes that I collected. And here we go. So this is 3 weeks worth of memes. Cheers. Oh, wait. That's the... Anyway, let's start over. I got a little crossed up there. Cheers to all the people who can change their minds and present with information that contradicts their beliefs. New year, new me. That's all that says, right? How's everyone doing out there in Clown Town? Whatever town you're in. New year, new me. There we go. Will this just be another twin or a, what'd you call that, quadruplets? Will this be a quadruplet year, or will it be something fresh, something exciting, something not like the last 3 years? I'm feeling good. I feel excited about 2023. I don't know about you guys, but I feel good. My prediction is that 2023 will see the emergence of this decade's yellow guy. It's bold, but there is some circumstantial evidence to support my prediction. Hence. What a difference a few centuries make. Ah, beauty. I will never understand the need to make adjustments like this. Coming from Los Angeles, you'd see a lot of this, and it's always a little disturbing. All right. 2023 can't possibly be crazier than the last couple of years. Wait a minute. 2021 plus 2022 plus 2023. Say it isn't so. Yes, it is self-mutilation, and it's self-hatred. Like, we get older, and then we die. If we're lucky, we get older. We live very long. We get very old. That's the hope. So to try to stop that, to try to pretend like that's not happening, seems silly to me. And you're not fooling anyone. Rappers in 2023 trying to show that they have a lot of money. Yes, there's an egg shortage. I know because the natural grocer's market down the street tells me in very bold letters when I'm trying to buy eggs that I'm limited to 2 cartons per person. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe if you haven't already. Still about 25% of my viewers don't subscribe, and I'm not happy about that. So go ahead, click that subscribe button. Like if you haven't already. If you want to see the whole video, to make sure you like it, you can do that too. Just circle back. Moving on. This guy, is he still in jail? He got arrested, right? Andrew Tate. All the taste of delivery without alerting authorities to your location. Just, it's better than delivery. It's DiGiorno. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the super chat. Manelli M. Air. A.M. Air. Manelli M. Air. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, just send a super chat, and that means you can too. You guys know all this, right? I'm not just like, am I the one who's slow, or is it just, I don't know. Small dick energy. He tweeted at her about his 30 cars. She tweeted back. Send me an email, smalldickenergy@getalife.com. It was a, you know, good for her, I guess, you know. And then he got arrested, so there's memes about it. If you don't know anything about, if you don't know who the person on the left even is, That's okay. It's okay. I think the less we know about what's going on outside of what's in our own world, probably the more sane and grounded and even we feel. Mantle, Benny. Mantle. Okay, cool. Mantle. Thank you. Trying to figure out why men think listening to misogynists will help them get laid when they could just ask women for advice, huh? Think about that for a second. What a concept. That would involve, of course, talking to a woman, which I think some men have an issue with. Uh-oh, first rule, we don't talk about Died Suddenly Club. You guys don't know about this, right? The guy who had a heart attack on the field after a tackle. Experts are unsure about what is causing athletes to collapse, but absolutely positive, 100% positive, sure, it's not what you think it is. Don't be a kooky, tinfoil hat-wearing, nut-wacko job. Meanwhile, Pfizer executives watching Monday Night Football. Let's give Benny some love with those thumbs up. Yes, Terrence Johnson. Yes. Listen to Terrence, folks. Give Benny some love with a like. Thumb up the video. Subscribe. Let's keep going. Meanwhile, Bill Gates watching Monday Night Football. And of course, Aaron Rodgers tuning in to Monday Night Football. Different kind of smile on his face. And the rest of the team watching. The face you make when you realize the entire team got the same required thing. Required for entry. Yeah, nothing to see here. Oh. Wow, these flies are dropping like sportsmen. Shame. Stay tuned all the way to the end of this live stream for another classic Joy Camp video. You have to wait to find out what it is. This is a thing that's going around. This is a term, a name, a thing that apparently has always been a thing, but we're just now finding out about it being so common. Is it commodio? It's commodio. Commodio cordis. Am I saying that right? I don't care. I don't care. Commodio. I should look up pronunciation sometimes. Oh, this one's brutal. This one's actually really unfortunate. Jeremy Renner was run over by his own snowplow near his home. I shouldn't be laughing. It's not funny. He's run over by his own snowplow. Remaining Avengers team up to battle snowplow. That's pretty on the nose. And in light of recent events, Marvel reveals its villain for the upcoming Hawkeye movie. Mr. Plow, that's his name. That name again is Mr. Plow. That sucks, though. Did you guys actually hear about this? He was like bleeding out. Like, it was really bad. And he was just trying to help somebody. Anyway, humor and everything. Moving on. Breaking news. There are now more COVID variants than actual CNN viewers. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. How have we been so blind this whole time? Right in front of our faces. The clues have been there. LGBTQ plus. Plus, plus, plus. Trust the plan, folks. Grab your popcorn. Uh-oh, new year. Time to spin that wheel again, says Klaus Schwab. What's it gonna be? How often does he spin the wheel? Because those look all very probable. He's also found time in his schedule to make music with some other heavy hitters. Eat the Bugs, first album by the WEF Phenomenal Pop Combo. The Bidens and Zelensky posing for some photos. When he's not sniffing ya, he's, you know. I'm almost done, buddy. My son likes to, check in on me sometimes. Just to be clear, just to set the record straight, I dropped a bomb every 20 minutes for 8 years. That was me. All right. Which diving board to jump off of? Tough choice. This book by Dr. U.S. One Thief, Two Thief, Red Thief, Blue Thief. Hi, Benny Dan here. Hey, Dan. Good to see you as always. Thanks for showing up. Appreciate it. Happy New Year. Okay, if you can't see the number, you have a cold, have a headache, need sleep, etc., etc. You get it. Which number can't you see? I'll wait. Look at my notes. All right. But depression isn't real. It's made up by the government to stop you from being a silly goose. If there was no government, you'd just be silly all the time. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. And hopefully it does for you too. Ask your doctor if a drug with 32 pages of side effects is right for you. That's a living meme. It's a real life meme. That's an outdoor meme. Made into a meme. Pope Benedict, right, died in the last few weeks. Microwave my hard drive. versus what will be in 2090. Honey, I found a picture of your grandmother. I'm put it on live chat. I put it on top chat. I want it on live chat. I want to see everybody's comments. Moving on. Prince Harry and Meghan. Why does this look like Harry is her hairdresser looking into the mirror explaining what he did to her layers? Just wondering. It does look like that. Nailed it. I'm going fast today because I feel like it's correct. If women ruled the world, there would be no wars. Meanwhile, anyone with some knowledge of history with an earshot. Everyone. Hey, it's been years. What was Stephen Paddock's motive? The FBI? No comment. Watch Conspiracy Guy on the Joy Cam channel video called False Flags. For fun. I should have played that one. Next week, perhaps. This week's just as good. Mark Zuckerberg says, if she cuts the wrong wire, I go boom. Disney Star Wars remake be like. Oh, thought I'd throw this in there. Remind you that I have a free PDF. If you are someone who is struggling to find your words in conversation or even approach people that you want to talk to about difficult subjects, I have a free guide that you can download. Link in the description below. Talk to anyone about anything. I put a lot of thought and time and heart and consideration into this. So if you want this, click the link below. It's free. It's a guide to building bridges to conquer the division. Yep. Free. Download it. Use it. And thank me later. Moving on. 40 people missing after first Flat Earth Surfing Championship. Son of a. Me hoping that 5 minutes of sunlight will cure my depression. It's not that easy. Ooh, today's temperature, Jack Nicholson in The Shining. That was more like 1 month ago here, but it is still winter. When you smash all seven of her chakras, eat her avocados, and never call her back because cell phones cause cancer. I actually spoke at an event with this gentleman a couple years ago. David Avocado Wolf. He actually went on right after me. We were back to back in the set. True story. Before social media, the carrier pigeon had to deliver the dick pic. Kale and avocado, exactly. Someone knows their Joy Camp trivia. Anyone see this movie yet? Anyway, it doesn't matter. She looks like the roommate who tweets about emotional labor when you ask her to do the dishes. I'm kind of curious. While it's in theaters, I know. But I did see the first one in the theater, and I was high, admittedly. I'd smoked some marijuana, and it was really entertaining in 3D back in the day. That was a long time ago now. That was like 2010. Anyway, moving on. You know the burgers and dogs are insane if this guy is on the grill. You saw Avatar 2. Was it any good? Was it fun? Was it at least like an entertaining movie going experience? I know it's, you know, it's Avatar, but the visuals, right? Here's me listening to all the salad dressing options, knowing I'm just gonna order ranch. I think it's worth, yeah, I think I would lose interest completely if it was out of theaters, but it's in theaters right now. I'm a little interested, but I probably won't see it. I'm not gonna lie. I got too much going on. You know, this is how they get almond milk, but you didn't. Moving on. Here's Stephen Hawking reincarnated as a chair. I see it. There's Mr. Clean watching the giant asteroid hit the Earth. Soon it will all be clean. Mr. Clean gets his wish. Whoa! This creature lives inside you and controls everything you do. Whoa. Yes, rare footage of the elusive almond teat. It is rare. Hey, you popped into my suggested, and I just had to tell you how beautiful you are. I hope you read this anyway. Ha ha ha. I bet you get a lot of guys that message you, but I'm not trying to be creepy. Ha ha. That's funny. There was a few that made me laugh out loud. One is coming up soon. Here's my ancestors watching me eat chips and guacamole and fart myself to sleep instead of pursuing my dreams. who farts themselves to sleep? I can understand letting out a little bit, you know, before you go to sleep, but not to fart yourself to sleep. Anyway, moving on. Here's how my grandparents treat me after fixing their TV by changing the input from HDMI 2 to HDMI 1. What if farting yourself to sleep is your dream? Wow. Wow. Then you got a pretty low bar. Don't knock farting yourself to sleep until you try it. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to offend. sounds great. Alexander Graham Bell. I invented the telephone. Meanwhile, his brother Taco. I'm working on some pretty big stuff too. very good. Very good. Here's Keith Richards, waiting for the rest of the Rolling Stones to get old enough to start a band. We'll get there. A weighted blanket is not enough. I need whatever is going on here. Ages come, ages pass. Trustworthy innkeepers stay the same shape. Friendly reminder, there is the super chat option. I'm just reminding you in case you forgot. Moving on. And don't forget to give this video a like and a subscribe. Subscribe, sign up for the meme mailing list. Click the link below. Get all these memes delivered to your inbox tomorrow morning or whenever I get around to it. Definitely tomorrow though. You know it's bad when your mechanic calls in two priests. You guys are still talking about farts over there. Get your minds out of the gutter, folks. This is a sophisticated meme show. I'm going to be nicer. What? Wait the... Shoot. Banned. We're getting there. We're clipping through these memes tonight, folks. When another brewery opens in North Knoxville with $13 hypoallergenic, did I say that right? Gluten-free banana peanut butter pancake brown ales. North Knoxville. I drove through Knoxville last year. Right through it. Just right through it. Didn't even stop. This, my friends, is the ideal male body. You might not like it, but this is what peak male performance actually looks like. Your body has ran out of magnesium. When you can't afford. Why did that. Hold on a second here. Why is that? Alright. Moving on. What the. Hold on. Pause. What just happened? Start it over. Oh my gosh. Can you believe it? Alright, we're gonna go backwards then. I see you jerking off in there, Gary. Oh man, I don't know why it's going backwards. I clicked something. We're gonna go through it anyway, because it's live. Parent, did you poop? Toddler, no. Also toddler. When the DJ drops Thriller at the wedding. When you're part of a group chat, but you never actually contribute anything to the conversation. Me getting ready to pay for my oil change mechanic. We also noticed that. Sometimes I go through my gallery of A-plus memes and GIFs on my phone and I wonder, did I save them or did they save me? Hey, welcome to GameStop. When you got one job to do with the memes running backwards. I know, it happens, you know. Technical gaffe, I'm running with it. I feel like it's going just fine. Everything's fine. Here's me trying to stay sleepy when I go to the bathroom at 4 a.m. I can relate to this. Here's my dad at any other time versus my dad when I bring friends over. Dad. I'm not that dad, nor will I be. The very worst, I'll be in sweatpants. When you give your kid a cracker and tell them not to get crumbs everywhere. When you eat potatoes straight out of the oven without letting them cool down. Never yell into one of these because, well, you'll strain your voice. Guys in sweatpants is a thing. Not right now. I am wearing jeans right now. Spock says, I saw a one-legged man at the ATM. He was checking his balance. Is Spock saying this or is Kirk saying this? Let me know in the comments. When Popeye when Popeye get collard greens instead of spinach. That's a good one. Very funny. I am just going to note that there are two people at the start of this hike. Pack it in, pack it out. Dad jokes. What do you define as a dad joke? Out of curiosity. I'm glad you like it, but what do you define as a dad joke? This went from memes to dad jokes. Funny's funny. Is it the puns? Puns I could see maybe being the dad jokes. All right. Me. What a beautiful moon. Let me wear my glasses to appreciate this. Oh. puns and cheesy ones. Hey, listen. I bet you're either smiling or chuckling or actually laughing. Am I right? Then it's working. Then you don't need to label it. You don't need to label Lynch my memes or my sense of humor. Oops, wrong way. When Pinocchio has been roasting you and his nose hasn't moved an inch. This one made me laugh. This is very funny to me. Anyone seen the new Pinocchio? The Guillermo del Toro Pinocchio? I actually did enjoy it. Artist. Yes, yes. Back off. Of course I've seen a cat. Me watches a show called Unsolved Mysteries. Narrator, the case was never solved. Me. A religious person wants to skip out on going to church? Call that a... When you already checked your usual five apps and don't know what else to do with yourself. I thought the new Pinocchio was disturbing. I thought it was kind of disturbing too, but I also enjoyed it. All right, I set myself up perfectly once again for the best bite of the sandwich. The next few seconds are gonna be so great. True. Fact. Looks like a good bite of sandwich. Welcome to Plastic Surgery Addicts Anonymous. I see a few new faces here this week, and I must say I'm disappointed. Here's white people explaining the rules of cornhole. Guilty, perhaps? Guilty? I'm a big fan of playing cornhole. It's true. Hate to break it to you, but all of your internet friends are one nice old man who feels bad for you. I think we're almost to the point where I left off before. Oh, hell nah, not the juicy. Right? That's not enough limits, is it? That's perfectly acceptable. That's a good joke. Sneakerheads in the 1300s saw these and said, this is it. Oy vey, exactly. Whoa, Black Betty. Give it a second. You know the song, right? If you don't know the song, this meme is totally lost on you. Hey, Rob Wall. Hey, 25. That's big, man. Thank you so much. I feel the need for memes. With all this talk of movies, I still feel distraught from Benny not seeing Top Gun. Sorry. Should totally consider it someday. At least the new one, it was intense. Yeah. I'll get to it. But I do appreciate the super chat. Thank you so much. I think at this point I have to just commit to never seeing Top Gun because it evokes responses like that. It's hilarious to me that that's the movie that people are most offended by that I haven't seen. Here's Battlestar Sciatica. And here we are. And finally, the meme that I couldn't nail before, but here we are again. When you can't afford quality name brand memes, you have to settle for Peep the Toad. It says Peep the Toad. I was trying to adjust the settings, but I couldn't. So, there it is. Maybe I could. Hear me. Hold on. Maybe I can do it. Yeah, there we go. Look. I did it. Peep the Toad. You can see the words now. Hey, huzzah! Completed. Errors corrected. dreams fulfilled. Thank you for being here. Hey, download my PDF. And if you're interested in the Parhija discussion group, we started this past weekend and it is going really well so far. One down and a bunch more to go, and it's going to be going on for months. So if you want to get in on the action, it's not too late. And a new service I'm offering is just one-on-one counseling, coaching. It became the most popular aspect of Parhija when I was doing the seasons. I sold out every time I did it. People got a lot of value from it. I had to start turning people away from the one-on-one tier. So I decided to lean in that, to that further. More information to come. But if you're interested in exploring that as a thing, click the link below to schedule a call with me to see if it's a good fit. I like working with people one-on-one, and I can help untie the knots in your life to help you become undeniable. Let's get to that JoyCam video. And hope you're all doing well and that life is treating you well, pleasantly. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Enjoy this classic JoyCam video, and I will see you all very soon. And by soon, I mean next week, if not sooner. Good night.
To think something so small could control you.
And everything you do.
When your life and all you love are on the line.
The RFID chip is always with you, threatening your privacy, causing severe risk to your health and personal safety, and killing you if you do not obey rogue government demands.
Because I want to increase my risk of cancer.
Because I want to live in a cash-free society.
Because now the government is looking out for us.
Because I have the mark of the beast, but it doesn't have me.
Ask your doctor how to get your chip implanted today.
Because we want to track your every move.
Bye, see ya.
Swivel.
Because who else is going to track you?
Damn it.
It's good. Okay. Swivel.
Because we want to track your every move.
That was really good.